Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Can we acknowledge this? Curry himself has said that he doesn't love to just bring the ball up the court, and he feels he's more of a threat when he doesn't have the rock and he doesn't have to exert all of that energy just getting into the front court with the ball. And it's a little more difficult when you have five guys staring at you in a pick and roll situation as opposed to someone else has the ball and you're able to play more 3-on-4, you know, 3-on-2s and things like that. Like, it's more stylistically.
Yeah. This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The motion offense could work, but Kurt goes with these tiny lineups. Like, that was cool when we was winning championships, but the league has caught on to that. Like, at least... Why is Anderson getting DMPs when he plays more than, I think, 15 minutes we like 10-2.
I like.
But when he doesn't, we need to be big. Draymond needs to stay at the four, and we need a real center at all times. They can keep Anderson at the four coming off the bench. Like, Kirk got to switch this up.
Yeah, you know, and I think he will tinker with this roster, and he will tinker. And maybe that's something happening with Dennis Schroeder, who is a pick-and-roll guy. You can run a lot of pick-and-rolls. And the great thing about Schroeder's pick-and-rolls is, you know, Chris Paul Monty was explaining this yesterday on Warriors Now on NBC Sports Bay Area, but and he made a good point. Chris Paul, when he ran a pick-and-roll, he would kind of stop around the mid-range or the three-point line and stay outside. Dennis Schroeder will attack the basket. He will try to finish at the rim. So his pick-and-rolls are deadly. If you slip up a little bit and you want to play drop-dead coverage, he'll fly right by you. So I like this move. So I do think Steve Kerr, when it comes to Kyle Anderson, is to fit there with Kyle Anderson. Steve Kerr wants to get the tempo up. Is Anderson capable of that? Or do we need to tinker with the style of play and tinker with it to say, you know what, let's slow it down a little bit to make sure if Slo-Mo fits? Because Slo-Mo didn't play the other night against Dallas. He didn't play 1 second.
It's a matchup you would think he would have a little more effect in a game in terms of like their pacing, because they do like to slow it up at times and be more methodical.
The Mavericks, that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they play a slowdown. They only took 87 field goal attempts. A lot of ball, a lot of Luka, a lot of Kyrie.
I don't know. But then I guess my question is, like, they have specific long personnel that can make it difficult for him as well.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of their defensive things that they can throw at you. I don't know. I feel like if you're playing Kyle Anderson at the four, well, then that's coming at the expense of Kuminga's minutes off the bench, and you need that scoring off the bench. I like Anderson at the five. But
play the five.
That's the problem.
I don't know if you can play the five. And if you do play Anderson, you got to make sure you got shooting around you. What does the lineup look like? What if he's playing with GP2?
Moody's absence is hurting.
Yeah, Moody's absence is hurting. But would you have GP2 or you have Looney out there or TJD? Where's the shooting going to come from? Now your spacing is compromised. So I don't know about the fit with Kyle Anderson right now. By the way, this is Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And don't forget the Doobie Awards this Friday. Take the day off. Oh, we got Eddie? We're efforting Eddie Johnson. Okay, I see the guys working back there. All right. Steve Kerr, on if Curry is still good enough to be a number one on a title team.
I think the answer to that is yes, it's realistic. This is a once-in-a-generation player and athlete. He's superbly conditioned. We just watched him 2.5 years ago carry us to the title. This is Steph Curry's team, and he's still an all-star. You saw him in the Olympics this past year. It's our job to put him in a position where we're in the playoffs and we give him a chance with the best group around him, the best schemes, the best coaching, the best training staff. And that's the focus. And Warriors fans know really well that guys like Steph don't come around very often. You know, we went 40 years between titles from 75 to 15. So we have Steph. He's still playing at an elite level. We have to give him every resource to try to take us home again, because we've watched him do it 4 times. So that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I would say to Steve, and this is going to sound like I'm hating on Steph. Yeah, I don't think he can, because I don't think your number two is strong enough alongside of him for him to be your number one. You know, when I look at the 2022 team, it's more of an outlier than I want to give it credit for, but it is. Like, to do what they did and the path that they went through, I don't think moving forward the path is that easy. Not that it was some, like, you know, you just waltzing into the championship. Like, Phoenix was the best team in the league that year, and they had in terms of record in the West, and they had a down, you know, playoff, and they got bounced. You got a little fortunate there. I think a matchup against Phoenix would have looked different than the matchup against Dallas in the Western Conference Finals. You know, they were very Luka heavy, and we kind of snuffed that out. I'm not saying they wouldn't have won the championship. I'm just saying, like, I think it was a little more difficult. And 2.5 years is a long time. And I'm not trying to sound like Curry can't, you know, grab it. He needs another running mate who is stronger at the two in terms of the second best player on the team than what they had that year. I don't think that roster that year in this season can win a championship.
Yeah, this roster right now is not a championship roster. I think we could acknowledge that.
But if I took that roster from 2022 and put it into this year, I don't think that's winning a championship either.
It's maybe
the game's
not.
Evolving.
Maybe the game is evolving. But for that year, and I don't like doing those things. It's like, oh, well, this team could win it this year, or that team could win it because they're older, right? But I don't know. I don't look. Would they beat Phoenix? I think they would have beat Phoenix in 6 or 7. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. But that could have took a chunk out of them.
But you know what? Phoenix didn't handle their business.
No doubt.
So you know what? A lot of people told me Memphis was going to beat the Warriors in that 7-game series, and they didn't. Ja got hurt in game 4, or late game 3, but the Warriors were taking a 2-1 lead, and Memphis wasn't ready for that. It just wasn't. It wasn't. The Warriors have won game 1 in Memphis. I think the Warriors are going to win that series regardless whether Ja played or not. The Warriors beat the Nuggets, and I know Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. are out, but they would have been a different seed at that point. Nobody believed in the Denver Nuggets anyway at that point, but the Warriors were great that year. They started off 18-2.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm diminishing. So
in terms of Curry being a number one, yeah, I mean, can he be a number one where he's scoring 27, 28 a game at this age and carrying a roster? Nah, especially not with knee tendonitis in both knees. In both knees, he's got tendonitis, dog. So, yes, does he need a stronger number two or somebody? Or I hate doing these things where it's like a number two or a number three. But maybe somebody to take some things off his plate. Like, I always think we were watching Giannis last night. And I'm not saying Giannis is that player, but somebody who could get you easy buckets into whether it's the pick and roll game or getting to the rim. And that's where Kuminga comes into play. And that's why I think Kuminga needs to be empowered a little bit here, because when you see that one, that pick and roll between Steph and JK, it is effective, Shasky. That pick and roll between JK and Steph, with JK diving down to the rim, JK finishes, or at least gets fouled. I want to see that more. That's what I'm looking for, to help Steph, to alleviate some of the burden off his shoulders. And that's why you bring in Schroeder to do some of those things.
I look back at this and I say, like, okay, that year they won it all. Wiggins was Superman. I mean, he was the second best player on the team, and it was clear, right? It was very clear.
No.
I think
you remember Wiggins went through a drought.
No, I'm talking about the playoff run.
He turned into Superman, okay? No doubt.
So, like, I'm watching this team this year, and Wiggins has been really good. But I don't think the Wiggins I'm seeing right now is good enough as your number two. Because, like, I feel like Draymond is their second-best player right now this year, just in the totality, taking two-way the total player of the year. Yep. And I don't think that's good enough. I think Dre and Wiggins need to be your third, fourth. Like, if they're versions of them right now, they need to be your third, fourth best players for you to be able to win one.
Listen, Steph Curry, can he be your number one? Well, he draws the attention like a number one, right? Now the league has evolved. Luka's better than he was 2 years ago.
No doubt.
Jokic is better. Jokic is better.
Yes.
SGA's better.
Yes.
Devin Booker's better.
Yes.
Who am I missing? You got Wimby down in San Antonio. The Clippers have given him issues. So the league is better. So it's tough to judge here. All right, let's bring in our
Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.